This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out again on old Dan this morning. Come on, Dan, let's go. Getting laying up a little bit, old Dan. Come on, we missed a day or two, but we back here this morning with another message from God's Word. And old Trailblazer riding along here early in the morning, the cool of the morning. I like the cool of the morning, don't you? I was raised on a farm, me and old Dan, and had to get up early in the morning, get out there in the strawberry patch or the bean patch or whatever, milk them cows and bring the milk in to mama and go back to the field when I was a kid coming up during the summer when we was out of school, especially. Even in school, we had to get up and milk them cows before we left to go to school, my brother and I. But old Dan and I, just a-thinking how the Lord has been so gracious to me, the old Trailblazer, and been here a long, long time, many, many years, just struggling out there in sin, never knew anything about the Lord. Didn't care anything about the Lord, but by His grace, by His providence, by His love. Oh, my friend, do you know anything about the love of God? The Scripture says, for God so loved the world. And that's true, my friend. He loved the lost souls like me, like the old Trailblazer was. They're just a little struggling soul, thinking I was all right, thinking my little goodness that I called myself doing was good enough to get me to heaven in the days and whenever the Lord called me. But I found out, the Lord showed me, that I was a lost soul, just a poor old lost sinner, and gave me grace over a period of time to seek the Lord, to search His Word, to cry unto the Lord for mercy, and to see the experiences of those who had gone on before in the Bible, all of the old patriarchs, how they come to know the Lord. And they look forward to the coming of the Lord. Now we look back. We who are saved, now we look back to the time of the crucifixion there where our Lord gave His life for a poor old sinner like me. So I was just a-thinking, Dan, we got a lot to be thankful for, you know. I have, the old Trailblazer have. I have a wonderful children, and the Lord is good to them. They are pleasant children, pleasant people, and some of them saved and some of them not. But Lord, the Lord knows, and I bring them to you this morning, my friends out there. Would you pray for them? As I pray for you, folk call me on a regular daily basis almost. Pastor, pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for my children. Pray for my husband. I do those things, my friend. I call their name oftentimes during the day when I'm just riding around in my truck going home backward and forward. And you, Lord calls you up to my memory, and I pray for you. I hope you do that for the old Trailblazer. And if you would, I appreciate it if you'd call me, let me know if you're praying for me. And then oftentimes I ask you to help us a little bit with the broadcast here. I told someone yesterday, you know, we don't get on the radio and beg for money. No, we don't do that. I had a lady call me the other day, and she said, Mr. Trailblazer, you mean it costs money for these radio stations? I said, yes, ma'am. It sure does, a lot of money. But the Lord has been gracious to us, and that's one of the things I praise the Lord for day by day. But let's get back into our study. We look in the study now on the coming of our Lord, or the soon coming, whatever you want to call it. I don't believe it's going to be long. I used to say and have said I believe I'd be living when the Lord comes. I don't know that. We don't know when the Lord's coming. But from all evidence, from all signs, it's not going to be long. We're looking in these studies. We saw the fact of His coming. We saw the certainty of His coming, the surety of His coming. And today, we want to begin to look at the reality of His coming. Don't you believe? Don't you like to be real about things? I think one of the things we've looked there in our last study there, what the church has lost, we lost the reality of Christ. You don't hear anybody hardly now. I listen to radio preachers at night sometime, late at night, two or three that I know of, and they don't speak of Christ. They speak of the building programs, and there's trips over there to Israel, to the Holy Land, and they're asking folks to go with them and all those things. I have no desire to do that, my friend. But that's what we have today. And then in our daily paper here this morning, I read an occasion, they have a section on church work, and they call it this section, Eat, Pray, and Live. Well, today they had a big section on the pastors that fall from grace, they call it. And they took a survey on what ought to happen to them. And it was all varied. Some of them said give them a year off and let them come back. Some of them saying they never ought to come back. I'm talking about after infidelity and adultery in the pulpit and those things. What a article. Oh, my friend, I just hung my head in shame. But, my friend, we get back to our study. We're looking at the reality of the coming of our blessed Lord. The reality. Christ is coming back, my friend. He said he's coming back. Today, in our day, present day, the average preacher is only a moral officer in his church. To him, it's not a commission from heaven to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Just a matter of building up his church, see how many members he can get along with his folks, marry the young, bury the dead, collecting his salary. Most of the time it's a big out-of-line salary, drawing his breath, and letting his congregation go to hell. Now, my friend, I know what I'm speaking of. I know. I tell folks I was born at night, but not last night. I see what's taking place in our world. I know a pastor here in this area, nice fella. I've been knowing him a long time. I saw him in the drugstore the other day, and he said, "Well, you know, brother, I retired from the ministry." He's about 66 years old, good health, looks fine. And I said, "Well, brother, I don't know of the Lord ever taking a commission away from one of his servants, one of his God-called servants." "Well, you know, I've been a-preaching along." I said, "Yes, I understand that. But I just don't see where the Lord ever decommissioned one of his true and faithful pastors." And I said, "In our ministry here at Radio Mission, we have a saying that we'll burn out, but we don't rust out. The Lord has given me grace. I'm able to get up and come here and preach on Sunday and Wednesday night and Sunday night and go to the missions on occasion. And I have gracious brothers that do help me with that, brethren that go out on Sunday night and the five or six missions that we have and preach the gospel, maybe just a handful at some man's, some woman's house or the chapel that we have in two or three different places. But I'm just saying, I don't see where there's a stopping place. Do you? How can you lay down at night knowing that you've given up the greatest calling that ever took place in a man's life is to be called into the ministry? Now, I know we got preachers, it's mama called and pastor called and all those things, but I'm talking about a true and faithful servant to lay down his commission, lay down his tools, his Bible, and give it up. It never crosses my mind. No, I have lots of problems. I have lots of trials and tribulation. My body's racked with pain a lot. But my friend, I get up in the morning. My aim is to come here to the top, to the chapel during the week, take care of the business of the church, and make those things that's necessary. We have a gracious bookstore over here. We have ladies run the bookstore, and a lot of time I'm in there checking on what we're putting out and all of those things. And we have a catalog with a bookstore. I'll be glad to send you. You can't find them nowhere. You can't find the books like we have here. All the old Divines, Bunyan and A.W. Pink and Whitfield and Mac Shane and Spurgeon. We have a great selection of Brother Spurgeon's ministry here. I won't get off into that, but we're just starting this new service, this new study this morning. And let me say that. Let me give you the position of a God-called pastor as set forth in the Word of God. As he walks before his people and leads them day by day. First, he's instructed, according to 2 Timothy 4, to preach the Word. I've told you that many, many times. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, I don't see how anybody, any man of God, can miss his instructions. You know, you don't have to look far. The Bible says nothing about making book reviews and showing the movies on Sunday night and all of going to the beach on Saturday afternoon, taking a carload to go swimming. And it don't say anything about that. Let me just tell you what it says. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the Word. Pastor, my God-called man, preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, let me take those words, reprove. My friend, I'm not here to pat you on the back and tell you what a good fellow you are. I'm to bring God's word. He says reprove. If I see you or I know of you siphling off into sin, I'm to reprove you and to rebuke you and then exhort you. Exhort you to what? To turn to the Lord, to seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek the Lord while it may be found. That's my instructions for you today. I have a handbook, I call it. It's a Bible. You know, in all businesses, if today we have a handbook for all the employees, to what they can wear to work and what they can do and all. It's a handbook. Well, my handbook is God's Holy Word, the authorized King James Version of the Bible. It says, reprove. You have unruly folks in your church, reprove them. And with love, of course, and to rebuke them. That's a little stronger, a rebuke. I tell folks here, I've over the years called folks' name. You say, oh, Trailblazer, you call folks' name? Well, I call their number first. Folks know when they're living on the edge out there. Folks, you know that. You know if you're sinful, sinning away your gray of grace. You know that. And you need a kind, gentle pastor to tell you, my friend, look to the Lord. Don't do that. Don't get caught up in those things. And he says, with all long-suffering. And doctrine, the doctrine, my friend, of God's Word. What is that doctrine? It's the doctrine that man is a sinner, born in sin, raised in sin, loves sin, and then that Christ died for sinners. I'm just getting started on this little study this morning, the reality of the coming of Christ. Maybe we didn't get much accomplished this morning, Dan, but this Monday morning we get back tomorrow and kind of get elevated a little bit in the Word. And you pray for me, will you do that? Ask the Lord for the old Trailblazer. I have so many friends out there. Help me with the broadcast. Many of them pray for me. And I often tell you, if you have someone terminally ill on a sick bed, maybe, let me know. We'll send you one of our radio choir CDs, old blood songs that they can play. But my friends, this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. Remember my mailing address. The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye till tomorrow. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.